Today on Castle Country Focus, we have a little different interview that we're doing. The subject for our interview is the Big C, or cancer. The individual that we'll be talking with does not want his identity known, but was persuaded that his story was worth listening to and may provide a help to our listeners concerning cancer. This individual has, in the last 10 to 15 years, has had three instances of cancer. And we want to talk about that and what it has meant to him, his family, and what we can learn from it. We welcome you to Castle Country Focus this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to discuss with your audience on the radio my experience with cancer.
Tell us when this first started.
I would go to the doctor and had an annual physical checkup. And one of the things that he did was to test my PSA, which is the test they do for prostate cancer. There is some discussion whether or not this test is worth it from a medical point of view. But I want you to know that it probably saved my life. We did the test. The numbers were high, so my doctor sent me to a urologist. And the urologist did that infamous exam that is memorable to every male that has ever taken it. And I suppose it's similar to what females have to go through at times, but nevertheless, there was on the prostate some swelling, some bumps, so he sent me over to the hospital and we did a biopsy of the prostate, which is another interesting experience, and then got the test back from that biopsy.
I take it that the biopsy showed abnormality.
Yes. In fact, it showed prostate cancer in a very aggressive stage. Cancer generally is categorized into various stages, which helps explain quickly how severe the problem is. The quick story is I went to two other doctors and talked to them about my situation and what medical procedure I should have. With prostate, there are two basic procedures.
One is of an operation where they simply cut it out, and the second is radiation therapy. I chose to do the radiation therapy. There are pros and cons for each one of those systems.
I want our listeners to know this is a unusual interview here on Castle Country Focus, where we are talking with an individual that has had cancer diagnosed three different times in the last few years. Thank you for being with us here on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you. As I said, I chose to do the radiation therapy. This was called brachytherapy, and in essence, they insert tubes into the prostate gland and then put high radiation seeds, as it were, temporarily into various places in the prostate, the object of which is to kill cancerous cells with as little damage to the surrounding tissue as possible. We did this. It was successful. Subsequent PSA tests and examinations have shown that the cancer was eliminated. There have been some side effects from the therapy. This is particularly important to me because my dad died as a result of prostate cancer that spread and to other places.
Will you tell our listeners then about the second incidence of cancer that you've experienced?
The second experience with cancer was when I noticed it was really a spot on my skin that was changing. First it occurred, and then was changing, and the spot itself had two different colors. I went to a dermatologist. He did a biopsy. This too was an aggressive stage, and so they did an operation and cut out the cancer. It's melanoma, which is a particularly bad kind, and this was cut out, and then he said that he and I would be seeing each other every 6 months for the rest of our lives, because there's a repeated examination that he gives to make sure that it hasn't reoccurred. Well, unfortunately, after a few years, it did reoccur, and so the surgery and chemo needed to be redone.
Will you tell our listeners the important points that you have learned from these experiences?
Sure. The important thing to remember is early detection. And if it is detected, don't hesitate. Do what is necessary immediately, whether that's an operation or chemo or radiation. Early detection is the best strategy for fighting cancer. Early detection, quick action, and then thorough follow-up. It's scary, but it doesn't have to be terminal if it can be found quickly and dealt with.
Thank you for taking the time to visit with us on Castle Country Focus about this important disease and treatment.
Thank you, DeLynn, for letting me tell my story.
I want to pause just a moment, remind our listeners of the pie auction that KOAL Radio and Eastern Utah Broadcasting does, the purpose of which is to raise money to help people make those drives up to the Wasatch Front for treatment of cancer. They've raised over $50,000 so far in 12 years, and this is another worthy effort on the part of KOAL Radio for helping out individuals. That's all from Castle Country Focus today.